What to know about the new CMS preclusion list, written by Kason Lyles, previously published by Exclusion Screening on February 13, 2019, and is reproduced with permission. Beginning April 1, 2019, CMS's new preclusion list will go into effect, subsequently barring many healthcare professionals from receiving payment for Medicare Advantage MA items or services or Part D drugs furnished or prescribed to Medicare beneficiaries. But what is the preclusion list? Who is on it? Why was it created? Don't worry, we're going to break down everything you need to know about this new CMS action and how it can affect your organization. What is the preclusion list? The preclusion list is a list generated by CMS that contains the names of prescribers, individuals, and/or entities that are unable to receive payment for Medicare Advantage items and service, or for Part D drugs prescribed or provided to Medicare beneficiaries. How does someone end up on the preclusion list? CMS has given two ways for which someone can end up on the preclusion list. The first way is if you are currently revoked from Medicare, are under an active re-enrollment bar, and CMS has determined that the underlying conduct that led to the revocation is detrimental to the best interests of the Medicare program. However, even if you are revoked from Medicare, you still may find yourself on the preclusion list. CMS is also precluding anyone that has engaged in behavior for which CMS could have revoked the prescriber, individual, or entity to the extent applicable if they had been enrolled in Medicare, and CMS determines that the underlying conduct that would have led to the revocation is detrimental to the best interests of the Medicare program. Such conduct includes, but are not limited to, felony convictions and Office of Inspector General (OIG) exclusions. Why was the preclusion list created? In April of 2018, within the Federal Register Rules and Regulations update, the Department of Health and Human Services released information on policy changes to Medicare programs, in which they discussed the preclusion list and their reasoning for establishing the new rule. It seems that CMS has given a few reasons for putting this new rule into effect. To focus on preventing payment for Part D drugs prescribed by demonstrably problematic prescribers. Reduce the burden on Part D prescribers and Medicare Advantage providers without compromising our program integrity efforts. And to replace the Medicare Advantage and prescriber enrollment requirements. By doing this, CMS believes that it will save $34.4 million in 2019. These savings would be derived from the removal of the requirements for Part D prescribers and Medicare Advantage providers and suppliers to enroll in Medicare prior to providing healthcare services and items. How do I know if I am precluded? Unlike the Office of Inspector General's OIG monthly exclusion list, the preclusion list will not be shared publicly. Precluded providers, however, will receive notice in a variety of ways. First, CMS will issue an initial email notification to the precluded providers using their email address, which they provided to either the provider enrollment, chain and ownership system, the National Provider Plan and Enumeration System, or from the Medicare Enrollment System of Record. The Medicare Administrative Contractor will also follow up by sending a written notice through the mail to the precluded provider before they are added to the preclusion list. Within this letter, you will also be informed on why exactly you are precluded, the date that your preclusion will go into effect, and your applicable appeal rights. Are dentists at risk of being precluded? Yes. If a dentist has been revoked from Medicare, is under an active re-enrollment bar, and CMS has found that the actions that led to their original revocation is a risk to the integrity of the Medicare program, or has engaged in behavior for which CMS could have excluded them from participating in Medicare if they had enrolled. When will the preclusion list go into effect? The first list of providers that were to be precluded were published and were sent notice on January 1, 2019. However, beginning April 1, 2019, Part D sponsors will be required to reject any prescriptions for Medicare Part D drugs that are prescribed by an individual or entity that is on the preclusion list. Medicare Advantage plans will also become required to deny payments for any healthcare service or item that was provided by an individual or entity that is on the preclusion list. Is this the same as the OIG's exclusion list? The OIG exclusion list is not the same as this new CMS list. That being said, there is some overlap. If you have been excluded, you can still find yourself on the preclusion list if you fall into either of the two categories mentioned earlier in this article. How can I screen for precluded individuals or entities? Unfortunately, access to the preclusion list is extremely restricted. However, under certain circumstances, Exclusion Screening LLC can provide guidance and help. Contact us at info@exclusionscreening.com or give us a call at 800-294-0952 for a free consultation and quote.